Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for Thursday, November the 22nd, 2007. Two Palestinians have died due to Israeli army attacks on the Gaza Strip, while 11 others have been kidnapped during army invasions in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. On Thursday morning, a Palestinian man died of wounds he received on Tuesday when the Israeli army attacked the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis. Palestinian medical sources confirmed the man's death, who had been suffering since he was admitted to the hospital right after the Israeli attack. In the meantime, local Palestinian sources confirmed today that three Palestinian resistance fighters were shot and wounded during armed clashes with the Israeli army forces on the eastern borders of the Gaza Strip. Just 2 days after, a 12-year-old Palestinian child died after being prevented by Israeli forces from exiting Gaza. 21-year-old man with testicular cancer also died after being denied exit. Nail al-Kurdi died a slow and painful death, the agony being made all the worse because it could have been prevented. He was one of the 11 plaintiffs on a lawsuit challenging the Israeli closure of all entries into and exits from Gaza, but the Israeli court ruled against him and six of the others. One of the other plaintiffs has already died since the ruling came through last week. On Wednesday night, unknown assailants detonated an explosive device in a Palestinian police vehicle to the west of the Jabal Yur refugee camp in northern Gaza Strip. No one was injured, but the vehicle was damaged. On Thursday morning, the Israeli military invaded the northern West Bank cities of Jenin and Qalqilia, kidnapping four Palestinians, including two brothers from Jenin refugee camp. Earlier today, Israeli troops invaded the central West Bank city of Ramallah and kidnapped four civilians. Meanwhile, two were taken from Azun village in the northern part of the West Bank, and in addition, a civilian was kidnapped from his home in the Beit Omar village in the southern part of the West Bank. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, brought to you by Louisa White and Ghassan Bonora.